Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through today's interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Moe's Hard Rock and Roll Sauce. When you need to feed the movement, you need Moe's. the spiciest of the spicy sauces available at your local Moe's Burrito stores. Home of the, I don't know what the fuck, the Moe's Burrito. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the burrito-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel.
How are you two?
I'm fabulous.
So excellent.
You can't do the intro today. Is that it?
I did. I did it flawlessly there. I have no idea what you're talking about. I did the intro perfectly.
Oh, trust me. I'll put that in.
Perfectly. You know what? The thing is, we actually do now have a sponsor, and but they're not paying us. So I didn't want to actually use our real sponsor in the intro there, because everyone knows that the intro sponsor is fake. So, except for last week, I guess last week we did. We pimped Matthew Burlingame's new book on Amazon. Did you put a link for that in the show notes, by the way?
No.
You should have.
Because there are no show notes right now. It says, And of course, we had birthdays and whatever. And there are no actual notes. And it was
right.
Just.
Well, you should go to Amazon.com and you should look up Sorry Charlie. It's Charley. Look up Sorry Charlie by Matthew Burlingame. That's the book.
You know, I was.
On Amazon.
When I was editing, I thought, Daniel said that wrong. Because you said Sorry Charlie, and I thought, man, he just really flubbed up his words there, and apparently...
I did not.
You did. Well, actually, you said it both ways. The first time you said Sorry Charlie, and then the second time you said Sorry Charlie.
But that's the same... What?
Wait.
Those are the same thing. Sorry Charlie.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You said Sorry Charlie
or
something.
Oh, Sorry Charlie.
Well, you
sure,
said something.
You
said it wrong.
That's only because I was drunk. Really. Anyway, let me just tell you about this. So a friend of mine, when I was down in Tampa, I went out and saw friends one night. A friend of mine is now making soap.
Yes, I saw that.
He's making soap. So he has his own little soap making enterprise there. And he gave me a bar or two of his soap. And it's really good. I really enjoy it. So it's called Buzzy's Essentials. You can find it at buzzysessentials.com. And after Pride 48, we will do a couple of contests where we will give away some bars of soap. I don't want to mingle it now before Pride 48. But here's the fabulous news that I just got confirmation on yesterday. If you are coming to Pride 48 in Las Vegas, there will be a miniature bar of Buzzy's Essentials soap in your swag bag, because he is sending enough little miniature trial sizes of the soap for me to give out to everyone in Vegas. So you'll get some free soap in Vegas. Compliments of dubious intent,
well,
plus, because we would like for you to smell better.
We all know that people at Pride 48 are dirty. Mm-hmm. So I think
dirty
a little
people.
Bit of soap
right.
Is not going to hurt anything at all.
Right. Excellent. So that will be, so buzziesessentials.com if you want to check them out. You can check him out, I guess. No, wait, check it out. Whatever. There we go. That was all I had. So we are streaming live right now on Pride 48. We have lots of lovely people in the chat room who I'm sure have already taken opportunities to tweet out themselves that they are here. You know, listening.
I'm sure they have, because we have a lot of loyal listeners.
Right. We wouldn't need to ask them. They would do that on their own. Someone in the chat room is asking about my dad. My dad is recovering well. We're going to try to call my dad. Should we go ahead and do that now and get that out of the way?
Sure. Let's go ahead.
Let's go ahead.
Have you figured out your technical difficulties? Did you set up the tin cannon string?
I probably so. Sure. What's the worst that can happen, right?
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
We're recording our show today, and a lot of people in the chat room were concerned about your well-being, so I thought, I'd put their mind at ease by calling you and
I'm eating.
You're always eating when I call.
Well, of course. I wait and say, it's almost time for Dan to call and get something to eat.
All right, so say hi to Adam. Adam's here with me. Say hi to Adam.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Dad.
Now, why did you say it like that, Dad? You're just like, oh, hey, Adam.
It's like, what do you want me to say? Hey, Adam?
No, just like, excited. Like, hey, Adam. you know.
Well, wait a minute. Let me back up.
All right, try it again. Try it again.
Hey, Adam.
See?
Hey, Dad.
See?
Hey, how about that, huh?
All right, so tell me first of all, tell me, how are you? You're very concerned now. So has your hair grown back from where they shaved it all on the side?
Yeah, it's coming.
Now, does it itch when it came back in? Did it itch? Like, you
not
know,
really. I went down and had baby shampoo in it.
You had to put baby shampoo in it.
Mm-hmm.
To keep
mm-hmm.
it from itching and everything. So you're recovering well. You're doing all right.
I'd say I'm doing exceptionally well for somebody with half a brain.
I have been telling people that you didn't actually have a brain tumor. It's just you had too much information up there, and they had to take some out.
Well, it started corroding.
Right. Right. You had acquired too much knowledge over your years.
Well, yeah, it was this golden nuggets mm-hmm. that were in
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what was getting right. I was getting a little tardiness on it.
A little more tardiness.
Well, I have a suggestion for the hair.
Yes.
Well, what's that now?
They say, and I'm losing my hair, so, you know, maybe I need to try this too, but they say that horse shampoo is supposed
horse
to make
shampoo?
You horse shampoo, not horror shampoo, but horse shampoo.
Horse shampoo.
Is H-O-R-S-E.
Yes.
Is not
good.
With a W.
No, not spelled with a W. Correct. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
It supposedly gives you long, luxurious hair.
Oh,
like a mane. Thick.
Yeah, like a mane. Right. Like a
yeah.
Horse's
in fact,
mane.
If you look at the if you look in the store, I think it's called mane and tail shampoo. I think that's actually what it's called.
Don't there you go. Dad, you have to understand, Adam is from Arkansas, and all of their stores have a mixture of animal products.
Well, what
and,
I'd like to know is where you get this stuff.
In Arkansas, I guess. Really, you're just gonna have to.
I think you can get it if you just go like to a Walmart or a Kmart or Target. I think in their shampoo section, they sell
think
shampoo.
It's fair, huh?
Yeah, and it says it's mane and tail. I'm serious. Girls where I grew up used to use this.
Used to use that? The mane and tail. Excellent. So, Dad, what are you eating?
A hamburger.
I love hamburgers.
You would never believe me eating a hamburger.
I would not believe that you would. You and I share that. We both love hamburgers. Of course, I don't eat the bun anymore. I just eat the burger on top of some greens. But so you got a hamburger. Did you make it on the grill?
Actually, your elder brother came by here.
Oh, Rodney came by. So did he cook it on the
and
grill?
And did it,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did he break that that grease trap down there underneath the grill? You know, there's a little jar underneath the grill that catches the grease. I think Rodney broke that. It absolutely didn't happen when I was there and didn't know it was there and broke it. So I'm sure if Rodney used the grill tonight, he's probably the one that broke it.
We'll say that.
Right. We'll go with that. All right. Well, then we'll let you get back to eating. And so I'm glad you're doing well. You're starting your radiation and chemo stuff tomorrow, right?
I'm not really sure. I hope I am.
Right. Okay.
The rumor has it that I may.
Now,
I need to go and get it over.
Right. Now, if people wanted to send lots of money, they should just send it to me, right? And I'll make sure that you get it.
No, it can come to the direct source.
No. I'll make sure that, you know, I don't want you to have to worry about, you know, counting it or anything. I wouldn't worry
about it. Just send it to the source.
All right. Go back to eating, get well, and we will talk to you later.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm trying to think of what his name is.
Adam. Right.
I knew it was along the first of the line someplace.
Right, exactly.
But I didn't know it was that far back.
Right. So, all right, goodbye.
Well, all right. Well, it's been fun and stuff, you know.
Enjoy your hamburger.
Oh, yes. I am. As a matter of fact, it's almost through. Yeah.
It's almost through. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. So there is my dad.
Lovely.
That was my dad. That was just, what do you want me to say?
Well, you know, I want to thank your dad for taking the time and his busy schedule.
From his busy sleeping recovering.
So, to talk to us.
To talk to us.
Yes.
You know, he's, yeah, that's right. So he's doing good, though. I think he sounds good. So it's a process. What was I going to say? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to get yelled at here because you've got things on your, on the thing. By the way, how did that poll go that
no,
we put out
No, I'm
there
not
going to
yell at you.
No,
what?
Let's talk what? About that poll
what
that you put out last week.
Poll? Could you possibly be? I don't remember.
It would appear that 45% of respondents. And again, it's a bullshit poll because you didn't give like an either or. So we can't really go against like limit number of birthdays. Don't limit number of birthdays. It's like people who didn't want to limit the number of birthdays had no way to voice their opinion on it.
Well,
so you only gave a thing. So that one kind of worked out in my favor because the only way you could vote was, do you agree with this? Yes. It would be kind of like putting out a poll and saying, do you agree with this? Yes.
Well, we were, okay, first of all, we were in agreement that we could limit the number of birthdays.
Right. So, why was that even on there then?
Well, you know, I just wanted to know what percentage of the listeners wanted the birthdays to be limited. So apparently 45% of the listeners.
45% of the people who realized that. Anyway, the point is we're going to limit the number. What is our number? We're going to limit the number.
I'm going to try for five.
Five. All right. And then the real vote here was between news segment sometimes, i.e. when there's something funny to talk about, or news segment every show. 32% said limit it. 23% said no, do it every show. And I'm pretty sure about six of those are you.
No, I did not vote. Well, maybe once. But I think that you did some kind of like, you know, what are those negative campaigns called that politicians? You did a
negative campaign.
Did you? No, there's a word for it though.
It's called negative campaign.
No.
A smear campaign.
A smear campaign. That is it. You did a smear campaign. I would not put it past you. You probably like pulled all these skeletons out of my closet.
Do you want to hear a news program, a news story every show? Adam Burns wants you to be bored.
No, people love.
But Daniel wants you to have fun and thinks that you should limit the number of news stories.
Oh, we can limit the number of news stories.
No,
per show.
No,
that's
we tried
fine.
That. We tried that and that failed.
No, we limited it to two, occasionally
Adam,
did I go.
If you find a news story, something that is funny, then you can include it in the, and then you can do it.
Well,
but don't. You're just doing it to do it.
That is, what is that? What is the word for that?
It's called.
We have different opinions of what's funny, apparently, because when I pick news, there's a flaw in your logic there. So when I see a story that's funny and then I put it in, then you go, well, that wasn't a funny one. So it's like either way, I'm, you know, it's perilous because I always think they're funny when I put them in. Or interesting.
You could not possibly have thought that the woman getting a tampon pulled out at a stop.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
Or interesting. It was ridiculous. It was stupid. It served no point. And yet we cut off. I couldn't even talk about my new cars and stuff because I felt like I was being rushed.
Well, we wouldn't want to rush Daniel Brewer. Okay, this is turning into the passive aggressive cast again this week.
Well, then stop.
We've already
just
done
agree
that.
With me and
no,
move on.
No,
agree
I will
with
not.
Me
no.
And move on, and then it won't be the...
I will not be kowtowed by you.
Whatever. You know, whatever. Let's take a listen here. Hello.
Hey, Daniel and Adam.
Yes.
That Peter G.
And
Phyllis Diller has died.
Oh.
Phyllis Diller is dead.
Phyllis Diller.
Back to you. Bye.
Yeah, excellent. You know, a fun fact, I think that Peter G actually... is using the same microphone to send that voicemail as he does to record Life on the Shit List.
I was going to say a fun fact about Phyllis Diller's death.
No.
You know, funnily enough, Phyllis Diller had a tampon removed by the police
she died.
Not.
It was the mortician. It was not the police. All right, so Phyllis Diller died. Oh, too sad. We're going to burn in hell for that.
We might.
Oh, thank you, that Peter G. That Peter G, $5 added to the pot, which is probably $6 or $7 now. And your name tossed into the can.
Yes. Well, my vote is for $6 or $7 at this point.
$6 or $7.
Because,
six
yes.
Yeah. Now, actually, you know what? I was talking to the incomparable Donna Sugars the other day. Because we kind of did a little impromptu hangout to count down to Guild Wars 2, and Donna joined us on that. And so we were talking about the Pride. Anyway, she volunteered to go through the old dubious intents and figure out who's in the drawings.
Well, I started a spreadsheet. I mean, you know.
You should share it with her.
You know, I'm not one to start spreadsheets or anything like that on Google, but I did start a spreadsheet, and I thought if nobody else is going to do this, I'll go back and do it. But if she's doing it, then I will share that with her.
I told her we'd split it, so she could do half and I'll do half.
Well, okay, I'll share it with both of you.
No, I'll just let you do my half.
What? No, don't volunteer me to. If you guys already decided it, I mean, I don't want it. Look, far be it from me to spoil your plans.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because you know,
then don't.
No, your plan was that you were going to do half of it. So
it's really.
There you go.
No, it's all right. So there you go. So we'll figure it out. We'll get it figured out by Vegas.
Right.
We will. We'll get it figured out by Vegas. It'll be figured out. So, Adam, how was your week? What'd you do?
Not much.
Excellent. All right. Good. Well, that
time
was fun.
For the news.
No, there is no fucking.
See,
no fucking.
There's plenty of time for the news. I did nothing. Wait, where's the Trello? Because I don't remember what I did.
Something about nutrition and workout advice.
So, and I don't want to call anyone out.
Oh, I think you should. I think you should call people.
I mean, the people will know who they
was
are.
It,
but
was it Turnip Head?
No, it wasn't Turnip Head. Oh. Yes, fuck Turnip Head. Okay.
It was.
So, he's always giving me dadgum nutrition. So
that's because he's Canadian and it's free. It's free. It's they have free nutrition advice in Canada. So they like to dole it out.
First of all, I want to say that I have never claimed to anyone to be Mr. Nutrition or care anything about the nutritional value of what's going into my mouth. I mean,
hold on. Now that flies in the face of that old podcast you used to do, which was called Mr. Nutrition.
Right. Well, you know, it was all, that was just right. Bullshit.
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm Mr. Nutrition.
So I have never claimed, I mean, now, and you can just look at some of the things that have gone into my mouth over the years. And know that I probably don't care so much about what goes into my mouth. Uh-huh. Hello. Uh-huh. But so I have a vice, and that is, you and I have discussed this, mm-hmm. Diet drinks.
I got a clip of that old podcast.
Hi, I'm Adam Burns. I'm known as Mr. Nutrition. You shouldn't eat that in your mouth because it's bad for you.
Yeah, we went on from there. It was
sounds like something some of the Baptists would tell me. You shouldn't put that in your mouth. It's bad for you. I don't know why my voice sounds like that to you, but whatever.
it was a long time ago. That was you as a kid.
Oh, okay. Well,
gee, did you not get that part?
Oh, no, your jokes just fly right over. They're too intellectual for me most times. But no, anyway. So I don't care.
Yes.
As much.
You have a vice. What is your vice?
Yes, my vice is, I don't know. In the South, we would say Cokes. Mm-hmm. And that would encompass any soda or pop, as Daniel is drinking his beverage of choice, which is a Diet Coke. So I have that same vice. Well, I keep, to save money, I would keep these big, huge 24 packs of Diet Dr. Pepper in my file cabinet at work.
Yes.
Well,
I don't go that far. I keep 2 12 packs.
Right. Well, maybe I should try that. People will think it's less.
Right.
And sometimes I go through more than that in a week, and then I drink more when I get home. So I drink a lot of that stuff.
A lot of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yes, or Diet Mountain Dew, depending on my mood. Mm-hmm. But there's a girl at work. Every time she comes by my desk, she takes count of how many like sodas I've got, like empty bottles or empty cans or and has to say something about it.
Why do you keep them on display? Why don't you put them in the garbage?
Well, I mean, she just catches me at random times where I haven't thrown them away. Like I had just come back from lunch and I had freshened my drink. And I had an old bottle sitting on the desk that I had not thrown away yet. And she's like, 2 at once? Anyway, she always like, every time she walks by my desk, she has to say something about. So I got so fed up. I said this kind of in my passive aggressive sort of laughing sort of way that I'll do. Well, I work out 7 days a week. So when you start, I didn't say it this way, but this is what was in my brain. When you start working out 7 days a week, you can fucking tell me how many fucking Diet Mountain Dews I can drink. Bitch is what I wanted
first
to say.
First of all,
yes.
They were Diet Dr. Peppers. Second of all, not Diet Mountain Dew.
Actually, it was both the day that it happened.
Well, there you go. That's right. They don't have sugar in them, so what is she complaining about?
Oh, chemicals and all this unhealthy whatever, chemicals. Sodium, you know, chemicals. Whatever.
Well, this is a woman. I'm presuming she was wearing makeup.
I don't know if she wears...
Does any fucking idea how many chemicals are in makeup that she smears all over her face and puts in contact with? I'm trying to help you out here.
I know. Well, I know. I love it that you're agreeing with me because it happens so rarely. But she... Anyway, so I didn't. I just kind of laughed it off. And I said, well, I kind of whined a little. And I'm not known to whine either. But I'm like, well, I work out 7 days a week. Can't I have one thing? One.
But she wasn't saying you would get fat from it. So why does you working out 7 days a week matter?
Well, because working out also makes you healthier. It helps not. It doesn't just burn calories, but it strengthens your muscles and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, then I start talking to a podcaster online who shall remain nameless.
Oh, yeah. Was it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh.
And this podcaster, I'm saying, and I'm saying how much I work out. And then this podcaster
Was it Auntie Vera?
Right.
Oh, my God. It's Jewy Bohonker, isn't it?
So, and I was telling this story.
You didn't deny it. Yes.
No, it wasn't Joey. It was not. Okay. It was someone we called last week. Anyway, so then I'm saying, and I'm telling him this story about how I'm so frustrated that, that she's talking about my drinking habits. And I'm like, and I work out freaking 7 days a week. I mean, hello, can't I have one thing? And he goes, oh, you really shouldn't work out 7 days a week. That's not, that's counterproductive. And then he goes into why I shouldn't. I'm like, fuck, stop it. I don't want any advice from anyone. Just quit. It is not. I do cardio 7 days a week. There is nothing wrong with that. I don't do weight seven. Anyway, so I'm like, please.
I'm sexy and I know it.
And all this to say, I will be working out from 7 to 9 Thursday through Sunday at Pride 48. If anyone would like to come and work out with me.
You should not work out for 2 hours. That's
Well, I won't be working out. So the first hour will be cardio and a little bit of weights. And the second hour will be spa.
This is all just a tease for this stupid fucking thing that you're doing?
No, but I thought that was a good time to mention it.
I got to find it. Where's that on the schedule?
It's 7 to 9. Well, we haven't published that schedule.
No, but we have that schedule, don't we?
No, yes, we do.
So what is it? So go ahead. Tell me what it is. What is it?
7 to 9 workout with Adam, Thursday through Sunday.
All right, so every morning, 7 a.m. Vegas time.
Yes.
You're going to work. Where are you going to be?
In the Luxor gym.
In the Luxor gym. You're going to be there working out.
Now, the spa portion, because 7 to 8 will be workout.
Yes.
8 to 9 will be spa.
Spa.
If you want to do the spa, it's $15 a day.
Okay.
So you have
and then after that is the breakfast with Big Fatty?
Well, Big Fatty's breakfast is at 8:30. So if you want to do that, you can work out with me from 7 to 8, shower, and then go have breakfast. If you want to not have breakfast and go to the spa, you're welcome to do that as well. I was already going to be there. Big Fatty just said, hey, some people might want to know that you're there and go with you. I'm not giving workout advice. I will. My presence will be in the gym. That doesn't sound right.
You'll be presenting in the gym.
Yes, I will.
Adam Burns will be presenting the gym.
Yeah, so I will be in the gym from 7 to, I almost hate that it's on the schedule because now I have to get my ass out of bed and be there at 7.
Right.
But
now I, on the other hand, I for those of you who don't want to work out, I am going to do a thing from 7 to 9 every morning. I like to call it sleep. And if you want to join me,
you can join him.
You don't even have to be in the same place. You can join me spiritually in what I like to call sleep, which I will be doing every morning from 7 until 9 while I'm in Vegas. So
you know, I started to drag my topic over to the episode 54 thing, and then I thought, oh shit, I didn't create an episode 54 list, and then magically there was just one there.
I know, it's almost as if someone saw that and fixed it for you. So here's I wanted to talk about a couple of things. And do I have to add a card for this now? Let's see. Sirius Radio. I enjoy radio. I don't know if you. I think this is something that you and I both have in common, that we enjoy radio.
Yes.
Talk radio.
Yes, sir.
I know that you used to have some local DJs that you used to like to listen to.
Yeah, I still listen
Dallas,
to him. Yes.
In Texas. I had ones that I used to listen to. I used to listen to Opie and Anthony. Now, I know, whatever, they're juvenile and blah, 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 I don't care. I enjoy the Opie and Anthony show. And so when I got my new car, it has Sirius XM on it. And I was like, oh, good. Now I can listen to Opie and Anthony again. And it's a really good time to listen to them because they're not going to renew their contracts because they're like pissed off at Sirius and stuff. So it'll be really fun to listen to. So, but it turns out you can only get Opie and Anthony on the premium level of subscription. And my free 6-month trial is the Sirius Select. So it doesn't include Opie and Anthony. It includes like everything else but Opie and Anthony. So in my glove compartment, I was going through my owner's manual and stuff, and I saw there's this little thing that had a Sirius logo on it. It came from Sirius. It's like, hey, if you register your serial number with us and set up an online account, we'll upgrade you to the premium trial for free. So your 6-month trial.
Just a question, and I'm sure you've answered this and talk, but now they have a, maybe they did in the past, but I was under the impression that at one point you just paid a set amount and you got XM or Sirius.
Yes.
Now they have changed that, and they have levels of.
Yes. Okay. Yes, there are tiers now. So there's the, if you are a not talk person, right? You don't care about Howard Stern. You don't care about, you know, the talk stations that they have there. You can get just the music only for like $9 a month. So you can get just the free music channels for $9.
Can you get talk only?
You can, but it doesn't include any of the good talk. So it only includes the talk left and talk right and all the AM talk stuff that they push out.
Okay.
It doesn't include Opie and Anthony, nor does it include Howard. So anyway, and so I've never been a big Howard Stern fan. I didn't ambivalent, but I liked his movie. I like him in theory. But now, having listened to his show for this last week, does he have to talk about pussy all the time? He's like, all he ever talks about is pussy. Like, that's it. That's all he talks about is pussy. And it's boring.
Yeah. So his show, first of all, I really like his voice. So I like to listen to him talk. But you're right. Yeah. It's almost like I don't listen to it now, but when I had listened to it before, it was almost listening to a gynecological exam, like the notes the doctor would be giving in his little audio recorder of the various sounds that the pussy made.
So my point is that I found this Sirius thing, right? It had the Sirius logo on it and everything, and say, hey, upgrade to premium. All you got to do is take these steps. So I took those steps, called them. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, I've got this thing. It has your logo. This is information from you. It's a brochure from you that says to do this. This radio is registered to Ford. I'm like, okay. But I just bought the car. It's a brand new car. And now this is in my thing that says that I should do this. Oh, well, let's go ahead. Let's switch the registration over to you. All right. So what's your name? And so they took my name and my address and stuff. Whatnot. And then after the end of that, they're like going, well, that's not an option. One of the upgrading to the premium trial is not an option. You're going to need to call Ford and have them do it because, you know, they're the ones that'll be paying for it. So I was like, okay. And so the next day I sent an email off to my, well, actually right then I sent an email off to my sales guy and I was like, hey, the Sirius people are saying that you've got to do this. So I get a thing back from them. No, the radio is no longer registered in our name. We don't, we can't access it. And I'm like, but I didn't do it. That was Sirius that did that. And he's like, can't you just tell them to switch? And they're like going, no, they're saying that it's not in our name, so there's nothing we can do about it. So I log on to my SiriusXM account online, and I see that I don't have a 6-month trial account. I have a 15-month trial account, which is what they put on all the new cars so that in the showrooms people can listen to the SiriusXM, right? So I'm like, fine, all right, so it's 15-month thing. So I tried to upgrade it to a premium because one of the frequently asked questions on there is like, you know, you can upgrade from your Sirius Select to Sirius Premium for $3.50 a month. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do that. I go and I try to upgrade it. I'm sorry, you can't upgrade that. No, you would have to buy a different premium account. I'm like, fine, fuck it, I don't care. I'll just buy a premium account. Let me do that.
Right.
It won't let me take this one off that radio. So they won't take off the one that's there. They can't take off the one that's there. Ford can't do anything about it because they're saying that it's not theirs. Sirius is saying, I can't upgrade it. I can't delete it. So it's just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with the, I'm angry with Sirius right now. Fuck them. But, fuck Sirius.
So they don't want to take your money. Like,
here's the thing. Can we just admit right now, like those of us who listen to podcasts, those of us who create podcasts, satellite radio is a dying fucking thing, right? Every single car year that people put, the manufacturers put the line in jack into the radio, Sirius, you know, satellite radio becomes less relevant. It's
because
you can download podcasts, you can carry with your entire music library with you and stuff. It's like satellite radio is a dying fucking idea.
Well,
paying
not only that,
for a radio station is just a dead idea.
Not only that, but a lot of the radio personalities are doing live online stuff, and nowadays you can get internet in your car, a lot of cars, so you could actually stream internet radio as if you were listening to satellite or regular or whatever.
What I'm saying, with a line in or a Bluetooth stereo connection, your smartphone can stream stuff in right into your, so I do that. I listen to Pride 48 in my car. I listen to it over Bluetooth audio right here from my phone. So the point is satellite radio is it's a dead technology. It's now been eclipsed by streaming internet radio. So their only way that they can possibly make money and stay afloat here is by including these trials with their new cars, right? That's the only real way. Because after this subscription expires, after this trial, I'm not going to pay them. I'm not going to keep it. I just wanted to, he's like, if I have this free thing for 6 months, then yeah, I'll listen to Opie and Anthony for 6 months. But I'm not going to, you know, pay you for it. That's just not going to happen. So it just frustrates me. It's like, so you look at them on the one hand, you're like going, it's sad that you're dying, right? That you have such a bad business model that you're just dying. You're clinging now to just like anything. But on top of that, you're just being bad about it. You don't even have good customer service. You don't even have, like, you won't even take my money, much less it's the fact that you, like, you know, it's a one in a million shot that people are going to pay you to listen. But then when people are trying to pay you to listen, you won't even take the fucking money. So I'm sorry, Sirius, you're just, yeah.
My favorite memories of satellite radio when I used to pay for it is listening to the Derek and Romaine show and going into their chat room and getting naked and then waiting until they mentioned me on air.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You know, and I do get OutQ, which I don't like OutQ. I think all their shows are really boring. But I can't listen to it because now it's an extra charge to listen to it online. So if I'm not in my car, I can't hear OutQ. So it's like I can't listen to it at my desk. I can't listen to it on my phone. Unless I pay them an additional $3.50 a month. So it's like, whatever. This is stupid. This is absolutely stupid. And I think Opie and Anthony actually have the right idea, which is they're saying, you know, fuck this. You fucked us over. Our contract is expiring. We're not going to renew it. We're just going to go do our own podcast. And then I will get to listen to Opie and Anthony again. They'll have more listeners than they were when they were on satellite radio.
Yeah, Adam Carolla does a podcasting thing, and that's all he does. I don't know how many listeners he gets, but I think it's a lot.
Enough. Ooh. But it doesn't matter. That's the thing. Enough. I think the entire industry was watching when Glenn Beck did his thing, when he left Fox News and went out and started GBTV. He's got enough subscribers that it pays him as much as he was making at Fox News. Plus, he has no one telling him what he can and can't do. Mark Maron, a comedian, went out and did WTF, the WTF podcast. He makes a decent living doing that. That's the whole thing. He's like, at what point do you need, you know, it's like, do I really need to make $6 million a year if I do what I want to do when I want to do it and I don't have anyone telling me what to do?
So when are we going to make money off of DI Plus?
when you leave the show.
When I remove the news.
Right, when the news gets taken off the show. Anyway, so there you go. That was my thing about it, my little rant about Sirius. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm just saying. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, now that we're done with the Daniel Brewer Hour. No, I'm just kidding.
No, go ahead.
I have all these topics in your list. No, okay. Well, I wanted to mention briefly. So for those of you who aren't aware, I have been living a lot over at Mark's apartment.
Yes.
And I had a very busy weekend.
By the way, is that why the shows have been sounding so shitty lately?
I didn't think that they have been sounding shitty. I thought
there
they had been sounding good.
There is something weird going on with my audio track that it fades in and out. And it's like it's not being levelated correctly. It's not being, it's getting subverted by your track. It's annoying.
Oh, no. Well, I'm not hearing the same thing that you hear because
probably because you're not at home in your studio. Over at Mittens.
I figured that I would get a comment in the next week or so going, man, the audio is really good the past few weeks. So that's news to me because I've been leveling both of us separately and then leveling us together and removing noise and all that stuff. So I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just a process.
No, because the first week that I did that, you said it sounded the best that it ever had. So apparently, no matter what I do, well, you can teach me how to do that in your class.
Hey, you know, you can take a class in Vegas, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
So I've been living over there a lot and I was busy. And so I thought I had this, they call it a retreat. It was an orchestra choir retreat. Air quotes, yes. For those of you who are just listening to audio.
Is retreat like code for orgy or something?
Well, no, but they say retreat. And what they mean is we're going to rehearse for like 15 hours. We're not going anywhere. We're not like doing anything fun, but we call it a retreat just so we can get everybody in the same room for 2 days in a row for hours and hours and hours. But I decided I'm not going to eat lunch at the retreat. I'm going to go and get food and take it back to Mark and we can have lunch together on Saturday. So at least we're seeing each other at lunch. And so I go over there. Well, we have this. He always forgets and locks the top lock. I have a key to the deadbolt, but there is a top lock in apartments that don't have a thingy on the other side. You can't use it. So that if you're in the apartment, you could lock anyone out. You can lock the apartment people out.
Right.
Basically.
Kind of like a hotel room, right?
That's yes. And he always, well, not always, he's getting better, but a lot of times he forgets.
It's habit.
And locks the top one. So I text message him and said, I'm going, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything you'd like to eat? I'm going to get it for you, whatever. And he didn't respond, but I thought, well, I'm already on my way. I'm going to do it anyway, but I have to buy him food because I don't want to show up with food and not have anything for him. So I got him food and I went over there.
Duck eggs?
Well, it was food. No, I didn't get him duck eggs.
I'm sorry. I don't, my thumb hit my microphone there. I'm sorry. So sorry about that. I'm sorry, Adam. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hey guys. Timmer.
Hey now.
I just wanted to call and say that Jerry Nelson died today.
Oh, I know.
He was puppeteer and voice actor for the Count from Sesame Street.
And Gobo.
One, three. He was 78.
Yes, he was quite young.
It's a little sad.
It was. Very sad.
Okay, good show. Yeah.
Bye. You're not going to count down the reasons why I think you should win? There's a lot of space at the end of that call. Yes, indeed. He was a voice of the Count. He was also the voice of Gobo from Fraggle Rock. He was the voice of Robin the Frog from the Christmas Carol Muppet movie. And my favorite, he was the voice of Floyd from Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Floyd was the guitarist. Hey, man, I'm the guitarist. That guy. So, yes, very absolutely. I don't even care whether Adam knows who these are. And the Muppets were such a huge thing to me.
I don't know that person, but just because he was the Count, then I have to agree.
Yes, exactly. So there you go. And thank you, Tammy Sims. You're $5 added to the pot, and your name is added to the thing there. I'm so sorry, Adam. You were in the midst of, you had just brought Mittens a duck egg. Go ahead.
Right. So, I go to unlock the door. And you couldn't
get in.
And I try to open the door, and it's not going. So I knock. You know, I look, and his car is out there. So I knock, and then I knock a little bit louder, and then I text message him. And I hear the text messages as I'm sending them beeping on his phone on the other side of the door.
Uh-huh.
And I get no response. And I was getting irritated. They had also painted his door and everything that week. And we almost got stuck in his apartment one morning because we went to pull and we couldn't get the fucking door open. It took two of us to get the door open because the paint had stuck.
But wait, you work out 7 days a week. How did you not be able to open a door?
Literally, we had to form a chain and I was grabbing onto the doorknob. I was pulling and he was pulling on me. And finally the door came. But anyway, so I thought maybe he didn't lock it. Maybe it's just the paint.
Yes.
So I'm like pushing as hard as I can, you know, that's not working. Then I'm getting irritated. Like 10 minutes has gone by and the duck eggs are getting cold. The food is getting cold.
Right,
it's sitting there.
Well, someone please think of the duck eggs.
And I'm getting kind of mad because I'm like, fuck, he forgot and locked the thing. But where is he? So I'm like banging. I am banging the shit out of that door. And then there's a little plastic piece that has the apartment number on it. And apparently my knuckle hit just right. And I skinned my knuckle. And now my knuckle is bleeding all over the place. And I was like, but then I started getting worried. I was like, well, maybe... You know, maybe he's dead or he's fallen and he can't get up.
And you should have gotten him a life alert bracelet.
Because at one point I got so mad, I was like, I'm just going to go. Fuck it. I'm just going to go to my own apartment. I'm going to eat. Forget it. And I sent him this text message going, you know what? I got you food. I was going to have lunch with you, but you fucking lock. I didn't say fucking, but apparently you can't hear me knocking. So I only have a limited amount of time. I'm going to have to go. So... this goes on for a while. 20 minutes, I'm there knocking on the door. The duck egg's getting cold.
Yes.
Finally, he comes to the door.
Yes.
And he had been cleaning the bathroom.
Yes.
With music on.
That's what he told you.
So he couldn't, well, I mean, what? Do you think the trick, like, escaped out the back window or something?
Yeah, the trick was probably, did you check under the bed? The trick was probably hiding under the bed.
Well, I ate lunch and hung out there for like 45 more minutes, so he was hiding under
the bed. There's probably another podcast somewhere where some podcaster's talking about, and then I had to hide under the bed for like 45 fucking minutes as the guy was eating.
Right.
I could smell the duck eggs like coming in the bathroom.
So he was very apologetic. He apologized for the entire rest of the time that I was there and later that evening. So
maybe he
won't forget and lock the door again. my last resort was going to be to take rocks. and go to his bedroom window in the apartment complex and throw rocks at his bedroom window. But then I thought, what if I break the window?
You know, here's an idea. This is something that is not on the list, but I just thought of this. At 1 a.m. this morning, 1 a.m. in the morning this morning, our fire alarm here went off, and that fucker is loud. Is really fucking loud. You cannot. It doesn't matter if you had music on or whatever. So maybe that's what you next time
just set the apartment on fire.
No, go pull the fire alarm. But because it's like we all had to like file out of the building. Stand downstairs and wait for the fire department to come and check everything and then turn it all off.
There's not a, you know what? It's an apartment complex where the doors are all on the outside. So yes. There are no complex wide fire thingies. There are only smoke detectors inside each apartment. There's not a fire pull thing.
Then burn the door down. That'll do it.
Well,
all right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was going to say. I don't know. I mean, I told him, I said, maybe we need to go to Home Depot. And get you a doorbell and put the speaker of the doorbell in your bedroom so that if you're in the other room and maybe get a light up one so that even if you have music playing,
yes,
you know, so maybe we'll do that. I don't know because it's getting very irritating. Maybe he doesn't want me over there.
Wait. Turniphead wants to know who leaves their building when the fire alarm goes off. We did. Because it's loud as fuck. You could not stay in this apartment. I felt bad for our cats. So you cannot, it hurt your ears to be here. You had to get out of this apartment. It was that loud. It was that loud and that annoying. It was just like piercing through your skull loud in every single room. So it was just kind of like the only way to make it stop was to get out. So plus there was, you know, we live near Yale. So there's lots of Yale boys downstairs with in various stages of undress. So no, it's not a small building. It's a six story building. So. I guess, maybe
I hear a pussy.
Yeah, that's Buzzy. All right, so he's locked in and he's unhappy about it. So let's see. So why don't you take your next item there while I go deal with Kat here. So go ahead. So, why can't you walk, Adam? I bet you it's not for the reason I think.
You're so funny. God. Well, so this is a really short one, but so as we already have discussed, I work out 7 days a week and. So don't tell me the fuck what I need to be drinking, okay, girl at work and gay country boy. I mean, just disregard that I said that. But anyway, so wait, someone has changed their name to Mittens in the chat room, and I know it's not really Mittens, so unless he's in. Did someone change their name to, see, now I'm confused. Mark would not be in the chat room, so that's ridiculous. Anyway, so I can't even think now. I have totally lost my train of thought. I don't know. Someone must have changed. Who changed their name to Mittens? Because I can't see. Because now I'm wondering.
Why do you care who changed their name?
Well, because now I need to scroll up and see who changed their name to Mittens. Did somebody change their name to Mittens?
No, that's actually Mittens.
It is not Mittens.
Yes,
I can't.
It's Mittens.
Mittens probably should say something.
They're running with seesaws.
Right. Anyway, so. I work out 7 days a week, but I thought I want to focus more on my abs because I had been working out at his apartment. And normally what I do for my abs recently is when I'm doing my bench press, I hold my feet up in the. He is in the chat. Damn him. Motherfucker. So I went to the. He must really miss me. Love you. Anyway. Aww. So I can't talk. So. I normally lift my legs.
You normally lift your legs high above your head.
When I'm doing my bench press at the apartment complex,
Wait. Now the bench press is the one where you lay on your back and you push
right
out
yeah.
and away from.
Why are you lifting your legs? No, bench press. You lay down on the bench and the barbell is in your hands and you push up.
Right. That's what I just did. I'm not laying down. I'm demonstrating for the camera here. So if I were laying down on the bench, I would be pressing up like this. So why are you lifting your legs?
Well, so I lift my legs. Like, have you ever heard of the scissor exercise where you lift one leg and hold it up for like 30 seconds and then lift
the other one? What? The seesaw exercise?
The seesaw exercise, yes.
I'm familiar with that one, yes.
Yeah. So it's the same sort of thing. I lift both my legs and tighten my abs while I'm doing the bench press. Because one thing that they say is when you're doing exercises, it's good to tighten your core. it helps, you know, strengthen those muscles. Mm-hmm. But my abs, I'm wanting to focus on them more. So I have the P90X 15-minute hell ab workout.
Sure.
So I thought, I'm going to do these. So I get on the floor. I put in the DVD and I get on the floor and Mark proceeds to lay on the couch eating his, you know, eating his grapes and being fanned.
Wait. Now the DVD that you put on, was that this one?
Right. Hi, I'm Adam Byrne. I'm Mr. Nutrition. You should put that in your mouth. It's bad for you.
Right. Exactly. So he proceeds to lay on the couch.
Yes.
And you know, and I can just imagine him like eating grapes and being fanned by, you know, hot men or something while he's, you know, relaxing. Right. And I'm doing my P90X. And if I would go to stop, he said, no, keep going. He's like telling me to keep going. And so I do the entire 15 minutes, except the last one's very, I can't hold myself in that position that they want you to hold yourself in on the last one. This was like 3 days ago. So for the past 3 days, I have gotten progressively more sore. I was sore the first day, but then the second day it was even worse, etc. Everyone knows what progressively more sore means, so I don't have to explain that.
It's an iconoclastic term.
Right. But right. there are these muscles called the hip flexors.
The hip flexors, yes.
And they go from like your what are those?
Just to interject here. You're not giving medical advice because you are not Mr. Nutrition. So
no.
Adam Burns is not a medical professional.
No. I'm not. But they go from your lower abs to those big muscles on the front of your leg.
Right.
Whatever those are called.
Big muscles. They're called the big muscles on the front of your leg.
And they must connect it, because what happens when you do these core exercises, some of them they want to strengthen that leg hip area, yes. Right? So you're doing leg lifts and all this stuff. Well, they get tight. So when they get sore, because they connect those two areas, you walk around like an 80-year-old man.
Hey now.
So I'm like walking,
you know,
I'm like
80-year-old walking, men
I can't stand up
fine.
With my headphones on, but I walk around like bent over, and we were going to get our hair cut, and I couldn't keep up with him.
You were
going
to get your hairs cut, and you had to bail on that. I'm sorry. Let's just jump right into this. I hope I have this in the right order. Hello.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Heath Ledger of the Twitters. Hello? This is a call for the Celebrity Deadline. Apparently, Neil Armstrong has died. It's not just one, but 2 feet stepped forward into the grave for space.
Space.
And the final front beer? I don't know. So, unfortunately, Mr. Armstrong has died at the age of 82.
82. Wait a minute.
It apparently happened. Well, I just reported it.
Excellent.
So, y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Usually, wait a minute means, hey, pause that right there.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. Could I get a wah, 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 just for his failed attempt at a joke?
Yeah, really. How dare you make fun of dead people?
I don't even think he should get the points. But he has to. The rules are the rules. But maybe we need to, you know, I think maybe we need, I don't know if we can do this midstream, but maybe we need to interject a new rule that if your joke completely flops, then we remove your point.
No, because then no one would ever win.
That's true.
You know what? It's all fair game. Unless you are unless you are a close personal friend of Neil Armstrong. He's you know, he's a celebrity. He's not a real person. He's a celebrity. Anyway, yes, Neil Armstrong has died. And one of the funny things is Neil swears that he said, because he's always quoted as saying one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. However, Neil swears he said, But now he's listened to a recording and said, you know, well, I can't hear it either, but I said, because it makes more sense when you say one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. That makes more sense semantically. And so he's always maintained that he made an A, and it's just been recently that someone analyzed the actual original recordings and have found like a 35 millisecond radio burst that could have been a cycle of the radio that could have cut off him saying So he might have said A. But you know what? It's all right. It's I just thought that
was fascinating.
Fun. You know what? Shut up. You just went on for an hour and a half about duck eggs, and now you're going to lambaste me for saying this fascinating about something.
Hey!
About a man who just died.
Are you going to talk about an amusement park?
Speaking of things that just died.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is that quasi, that word?
You know what? I don't even know how to pronounce it. So I got this email a while back from David B. from The Occasional Fag. Remember The Occasional Fag podcast from a long time ago? They have long since podfaded. But David B. from The Occasional Fag, who lives in New York City, I got an email from him because he and I share, we knew this from being on a group show together a long time ago, he and I share a love of roller coasters. So he had sent me an email and said, hey, you know what? We've got this group that goes around to the amusement parks and rides roller coasters, and here's our itinerary. We'd love for you to come along. And their first trip that I would have been able to go on, unfortunately, was right after I found out about my dad and I had to fly down to Florida. So I missed that one, which would have been the better one to go to. And so this was the next available one that I could go to, which was at an amusement park here in Connecticut called Quasi. Or maybe it's called Quasi, or maybe it's called Quasi. I don't know.
What about Quasi?
Could have been Quasi.
Quasi amusement.
It's on a huge lake called like Lake Quasimodo or something. It's a weird name. We have lots of weird names up here in the Northeast. Anyway, so it is the saddest. When I say amusement park, it really should be in scare quotes. It's like in Florida, this would be someone's backyard. It had one roller coaster and everything else was a circle machine, right?
This sounds like one of those that they would set up in a Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
Yes, yes. In fact, I believe many of them in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot are actually larger than this particular amusement park.
And for those of you who don't know what Piggly Wiggly is.
Right, the pig, as we like to call it in the South. Right. So it's a really tiny little, if you search for it on Google Maps and look at the satellite view, you can tell. It's a very tiny little amusement park. And you can see the one and only wooden coaster that they have there, which, by the way, the coaster was pretty good. So I went there. I met David B. I met VJ from VJNet. Another podcast that has faded, and their friends Ron and Tony, it was Steven from Wisconsin, now in Connecticut, and I both went there, and we actually had a really good day. We had a good day. It was a really sad amusement park. It was a very sad amusement park.
Well, that's when you walk around and you just make fun of everything.
It was one of those combination amusement park / swimming places, right? Because it's on a huge lake, so there's a swimming area, and they had like a saturation station, which is a big, you know, jungle gym that sprays water or whatever. So I thought, well, at least we'll get to see shirtless boys or something. No, there was no shirt. The shirtless boys were all under the age of 10, which no. And you know,
I have a friend who almost that would be okay.
I'm just saying it wasn't even like you could. All the really cute guys worked there.
Nameless, I'll say. Anyway.
So we went to this amusement park, but the fun thing about the amusement park is, let me see if I can do this. Hold on a second. I've got to get it. I guess I can do it up to, so what, are you familiar with circus organs?
Circus organs. Yes.
You know, like, they're organs that, they're hydraulic, you know, they're automated organs. They play off of a piano roll and they would be used. So the most basic form of a circus organ would be one that someone, you know, manually turns the thing while the monkey goes around and gets the tips, right? An organ grinder, right? A little thing. So basically, yes. There was a display of circus organs at the park, and they were in all different sizes and shapes.
So Q Sledge wants to know if a circus organ is a clown penis.
No. But a lot of these circus organs that they had there were really big, like they're in their own trailers and they were restored and, not ancient ones, but old ones that had been restored. And here's what one would sound like. Let me just play a little clip of this video.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brewer is playing his very own circus organ.
That's right. I'm playing my own circus organ. Please do not attempt it. so I didn't have the, this is what it would sound like. That's kind of the sound of it and everything. And they have little things on them, you know, like little figurines that move to the time and stuff. Some of them are quite elaborate, but they were all over there. They were all over the park. And so we got to see those, which was fun. So that was our day at Quasi. Wasn't that fun?
I would like to point out that there is nothing that I could do to fix the audio that just came out. So
don't
anyone say that the audio from this show was shitty because of that organ music. Right.
It wasn't. And so there you go. That was my day at whatever it was called, Quasi. I don't know how it was, but it was good. I had never, you know, I'd known. Did we ever have anything like this before the internet? Like where you would know someone for years but never have actually met them? I mean, outside of the realm of like pen pals.
Other than pen pals, no. And that was usually like a prisoner sort of thing. You know, in school, you would write letters to some prisoner. Right.
And you really wouldn't want to meet them, I guess.
No.
But the write letters to prisoners. So I'm sorry, that tickled me. I just think that's interesting. Right? I've known David B. for a very long time, like for at least 4 years. And now I finally got to meet him in person. So that was fun. And on our way there, Steven said something, which was he was like going, you know, I just realized the other day that I've been listening to you for 5 years. So
wow.
Steven has been listening to me talk.
His ears must be tired.
They are. They're very, very tired. But, you know, that's what happens when you do what you do. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I said it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya. DI Plus birthday segment is brought to you by Nobody.
Nope.
Check them out at nobody.com. Excellent.
Yes. So, okay.
Yes.
I don't have an entrance to this one, so, I don't have anything to say about this one, so we're just going to start it. So here is our first birthday of the week. Maybe.
Okay, good. This is Sound Silence. Hey, the time of my life. Oh, this is that dude. Like Joe Cocker? No. Yes,
I swear. Okay, this is a movie.
Oh, okay, so the movie is Dirty Dancing.
And
so Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Now, Patrick Swayze is dead. Don't anyone correct me here. I understand that he's dead, but he did have a birthday. He would have been 60 years old.
60 years young. And what did he die of? He died,
I believe it was pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, poor guy.
So happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday,
Mr. Swayze.
Dead Patrick Swayze.
All right, well, here's the next one.
I'm having a hard time hearing it, but I think it is a Full House.
Yes.
So let's see. Full House. Was it one of the adults or one of the children?
It's one of the adults.
One of the adults. So it was John Stamos.
Yes, it was John. Wow. Look at you! Look at first try.
I know John Stamos and I know Bob Saget, and then the other guy who's like Dave Coulier or something like that.
Dave Coulier was the other one. They were the two quote unquote uncles on the show. And John Stamos is 49 years old.
49 years young today.
And I apologize to everyone. My laptop is having issues, but I'm going to keep plowing through here.
I'm going to keep plowing.
And we'll go on to the next birthday.
Next one.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere.
All right, so this is Kenny Rogers singing. Is that who we're supposed to?
It is Kenny Rogers singing, and it is his birthday.
Is it Kenny Rogers' plastic surgeon's birthday?
No.
He has some really botched up horrible plastic surgery. Have you seen him?
Well, you know, I saw the picture that I saw on the website that I look at for these birthdays. It looked like a pretty good picture. I thought, man, he looks pretty good for his age, but I guess I haven't seen.
No, just do a Google image search for Kenny Rogers, and you will, within the first page, you'll be able to see the difference between him aging and then him suddenly looking very frightened.
I wanted to get to the part of this song that I like.
The end?
Yeah, here we go. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. And that's for all you Pride 48 people, because you're going to be in Vegas.
That's
so please, dear God, you got to know when to hold them.
Yeah. Yeah, and just when do a to Google fold image. Them. Just listeners, do a Google search for Kenny Rogers. You will see that is someone who should not have had plastic surgery. He looked fine without it, and then he got plastic surgery. Now he looks scared. And
I'm not into that look. But for someone who might be into not the plastic surgery look, I'm saying the way he looked before.
Yes,
he has kind of a Barry sort of Grizzly Adams sort of look.
Why did he care? What does he care? What he look? He's Kenny fucking Rogers. He could have had anyone he wanted. Why did he need to even worry about what he looked like?
But what I'm saying is he is an attractive, or was apparently an attractive man.
He was. Now he just looks scared.
Well, he didn't want to look old. He's just one of those people. He didn't want to look old.
The man went gray at like 32. He's always looked old. Just you know.
And he has
you're
that
Kenny Rogers.
He has that flaxen hair. Is that what they would say? I don't know. Kenny Rogers turned 74 years old.
74 years young. Excellent.
One, who's two, there? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel. Schlemazel. Incorporated.
Right,
I knew who this was right immediately, but I let it finish so that you could do a little song. This is the theme song to Laverne and Shirley.
Why, yes, it is.
It is. Was it either Laverne and or Shirley?
It would have been one of those, yes.
Okay, so, I only know one of them. I don't know
It probably
Shirley's
is not
name.
The one that you know.
Okay, so I don't know who played Shirley. I don't know that actress's name.
Okay, well, it was Shirley's birthday. Cindy Williams.
That even sounds like a fake name, doesn't it?
Laverne and Shirley fame, because I think that's all she ever did.
Okay.
Cindy Williams, yes. She turned 65 years old.
65! Cindy Williams.
Yep.
Excellent. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. All right, so this is Achy Breaky Heart.
Yes, it is.
It's done by Hannah Montana's father.
You don't know his name? Woo!
Burns Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, and so he would have the same last name.
Right, but I don't know his first name.
I guess if you said Mr. Cyrus, I'd have to give it to you.
It's Mr. Cyrus's birthday.
Well, yeah. So Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy, this is in chat room now. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. So now I'm hitting my mic. What? I mean, what? This is like spreading.
I know.
So yeah.
This
so
is,
Billy.
This is spreading like this is spread like Kenny Rogers' bad plastic surgery.
Yeah. So Billy Ray Cyrus, who is kind of a sexy man. I mean, even though he only had one hit and it was kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of line dancing, because I think I was talking about line dancing in the show with Wes. Mm-hmm. There was a line dance to Achy Breaky Heart. Just
kind of like last year when you did the you did the line dance
right.
In Arena in Vegas.
It's not the same line dance, but it would be interesting to see someone try to do the Macarena to Achy Breaky Heart.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But he turned 51 years old.
51 years old today. Excellent. Was that our last birthday?
That was our last birthday, unless Excellent. There are any podcaster birthdays. It's your birthday. Oh.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. Wow. This show has just been flying along. By the way, just to let you guys know, there were a lot of phone calls for the Celebrity Death Phone. We appreciate each and every one of them. And I think it kind of worked out nice to just tack them at the end of the show. But I would just like to go ahead and say thank you to Turniphead, Nessa, RT Cruiser, Moose P, Boss Boy, Georgia Glamazon, Gary in Denver, Ramble Redhead, Good Humor Penguin, Aunt Phyllis Diller, but that would be Aunt. The Georgia Glamazon, Joe in Dallas, which, by the way, I didn't know my car called. That was weird. That Peter G, Nessa, Donna Sugars, and Moose P again for calling in. It's just one of those things when you're faced with a week like this where you have, wow, Like most of those were Phyllis Diller calls. It was just like that could easily eat up an entire podcast. So we'll tack them on at the end of the show. So that way, but thank you guys for calling. We do appreciate
it. Yeah, we appreciate it, but there's a fine line between, I think that some listeners might not want to hear like 45 phone calls mm-hmm. in a show, but we don't want you to stop calling.
Right.
So that's a way of compromising. If we get a bunch and we put them at the end, those that want to hear all the calls.
That's right.
Now, I will say one thing, though. If yes. you have content other than so-and-so died,
yes,
do that as a separate yeah. call so we don't miss your content. Because I know sometimes somebody will say, hey, by the way, so-and-so died and blah, 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 blah. Daniel, I really wish you would leave the new segment in. If you want to have contact or, you know, content, please do that as a separate call. So anyway, that's all I'm saying.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, let's get to our email, shall we? We have an email here from a mortified listener. I think, a mortified and humiliated listener. Should we even read this? Because she was mortified.
Well, I think so, personally. Nowhere in the email did she say, don't read this email. But
okay, there's a postscript, and there's a post-postscript, and there's a post-post-postscript, and a post-post-post-postscript, which is simply the word humiliated. See, it was the post-post-postscript was, I was mortified to hear my letter on the air.
And there was content that I think would be good for the show, so I really think we should read it.
Yeah, maybe we'll just leave her name out. This comes from an anonymous listener who I love getting her emails because she writes like I think. She just has a very, like, kind of what's the word I'm looking for? A disjointed kind of thought process here. See, but if I read too much of it, then you'll know who it is.
Oh, come on. Just read it. I mean, how long are you going to drag this out?
Hi there, guys. Just to clarify, I didn't want you to switch to Google Drive. I wanted to see if you were already using it. I wouldn't ask anyone to switch the software I didn't have a hand in developing. And I certainly didn't want you to read that letter on the air. Boring. Oh, leave it to Anonymous to ruin the little show. It was just that I promised I would recruit Google Drive users for my sweet, young, gay Mormon intern. And it turns out I don't know any. Now my intern thinks I'm a loser. And I blame you. I should have just called in that darn celebrity death. God knows the celebrities are dropping like flies. Phyllis Diller, Nora Ephron, Gore Vidal, Helen Gurley Brown, Tony Scott. Sure, they're old, but I'm old too. And because I'm old, I'm not fast enough to call in a celebrity death. I don't know about celebrity deaths until they show up on the death wall. And she attached a photo of a death wall. Momentarily serious. Daniel, I'm truly sorry to hear about your father. It sucks to be in that situation. Thank you very much. And Adam, I'm glad your AC is fixed. I thought you were actually hoping to sweat down to a size 2 or a size 0 or to rent your apartment to a Bikram yoga studio.
Just a note about that. I bought a couple of pair of jeans yesterday, and I had been frightened of the thought of trying on new jeans because I don't know if anyone else ever does this, but do you ever get to that point where you think, I'm fitting into this size, but it may be because I've stretched out my jeans, and you have this fear of going and trying on brand new ones. Well, I had gone up to like a size 32 from a 29, and I thought, I don't even want to try them on. Well, for those of you who are interested,
I'm not.
I fit into 30s.
Well, excellent. Let's see. And then she signed it anonymous. P.S. Upon further consideration, I wouldn't ask anyone to switch the software that I did have a hand in developing. That's just trouble waiting to happen. P.P.S. I think Bikram yoga is gross. Gross. Weird yoga poses plus potentially unattractive strangers plus sweat. Downward sweaty fungus laden dog balls.
You know, that makes even more sense when you consider the naked yoga class that I attended once in Dallas.
P.P.P.S. I was mortified to hear my letter on the air. P.P.P.P.P.S. Humiliated. All right, and then she included, this anonymous person included, I don't know where this is from, but it was a celebrity death wall.
It's like, yeah, I have no idea. It's a glass.
People put badly drawn cartoons like Lucian Freud, maybe, British painter, died in 2011. Amy Winehouse, there's a badly drawn picture of her.
The only one that I recognized was Amy Winehouse. Does that say something about me?
Yeah, probably. No, I see Rue McClanahan.
Oh, I didn't see Rue. Okay.
It's in the, when there's no picture, it's in the bottom left of the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know where that's at. Maybe, well, Anonymous, you could write in or call in and tell us where that would be.
Thank you for, you know, is she giving us a sign when that person emails directly to our individual email addresses and not contacted? I don't know, because I think that person emailed us directly. Anyway, we had thank you, Anonymous emailer. Mm-hmm. So we had another email.
We have another email from Devin. It says, Hi, Adam and Daniel. I am compelled to send you an email because I am saddened and no longer a listener because of your recent changes to the webpage, and it breaks my heart. I'm a very long-time listener from way back when the first episodes of the Adam and Maddie show. I thought your show was entertaining and full of laughs. One in particular that almost made me choke to death on my lunch from a shocking gasp was where Adam used a broken toilet. Need I say more? See, so toilet stories even back then. I guess it did not occur to you, but it should not take a rocket scientist to fill a container with water and dump it in the toilet for a manual flush. Oh, okay. So this wasn't even a Madam show. This is on DB.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Wait. I am not a plumber. What the fuck does it have to do with the, who knew? At what point in your life does your mom sit you down and say, by the way, if your toilet won't flush, pour water into it? I mean, maybe old people who had to do that back in the day that you use the outhouse. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I didn't.
May I continue here? I would like to watch you, but I prefer to listen to the podcast from my phone at work. There used to be a link to download the audio version. So if I do figure out a way to listen, you guys, again, other than iTunes or other RSS feeds, please, please, please stop it with the shit phone call bell. We all listen to podcasts to get away from the office or phones. We do not need to be constantly annoyed. If you have to have phone calls, please use a cute, quiet little beep or tune for the phone. Lose the bell. Other than that, please keep up the good work. Take care. Devin from Redondo Beach, California. P.S. I may see you at Pride 48. Now, Adam.
Yes, sir. Can I, before you berate me again on the show.
Can I
say something?
You may say whatever
you want. You know, Devin, I'm sure you're a very nice person and I love you and I'm glad that you listen. Mm-hmm. And I am also sad that you're not listening. But and since you're not listening, you're not going to hear this.
Right. Well, we could email him.
I'm going to say, though, there is still an audio link.
See, I wasn't going to break you. I was going to say, I'm looking right here at our website, underneath the video player, underneath the flash player for the audio, there is a series of words that says download now.
Yeah, I didn't change
it
at all.
Which is a direct link to our MP3 of the show.
So, and I even have headers. So when I added video, I have a latest video header and then a latest audio header so that you know the difference between the video and the audio, mm-hmm. in case that might be confusing.
Right.
So I
you wouldn't want it to.
I'm really saddened. And although there are many changes that I should make to the website, I do have a link there. So,
well, we can email him and let him know that there's, in fact,
yes.
a link there. And maybe if he didn't use an iPhone, he would have been able to find it there. I hope we do see Devin in
Redondo?
No, we're not going to Redondo.
Okay.
But I'm just saying that, you know, historically, have you ever known an unattractive man named Devin? It's like every person I've ever met named Devin is hot. So I'm expecting Devin to be hot.
I have to do something. First, crouch this statement.
This sounds bad.
By saying that, I don't know. Most of the Devins that I've known have been porn stars.
Ah.
And probably made up names, and their name was probably like...
Well, why did they choose Devin as a made up name? Because everyone they knew named Devin was hot.
Irving or Clarence or something.
Yeah,
and they thought,
I'm
just going to choose a sexier name,
right.
Devin.
Clarence doesn't sound sexy.
No, you couldn't use that if you were a porn star.
Right.
Devin would be a much better one.
Unless you were in some kind of Supreme Court setting. You wanted to be Clarence Thomas or something. You know.
Now, if you were doing a sort of, this is a rocket science, an engineering sort of porn where you were doing NASA-y kind of stuff.
Because right, those are the best.
Then
those are the best,
you'd
the
need pocket porn, protectors, yes. But you'd have to hot glue them onto your nipple because you wouldn't be wearing a shirt.
Right.
And then you would be named Clarence
Thomas.
Something.
All right. Excellent. Let's get to our voicemail here. Our one and only voicemail for this very episode here comes in from the one and only, the incomparable, iconoclastic, Donna Sugars.
Well, hello, boys. Oh, it's Donna Sugars.
Yes.
I'm calling in because I'm listening to Adam talk about this fucking museum in Arkansas.
Yes.
And, darlings, I can't think of a single reason why I would ever want to go to Arkansas. Now, Adam, darling, I absolutely adore you, but...
See?
I mean, unless I'm running from the mob and I needed to find the most opposite place in the world, I would have no reason to go to Arkansas.
How dare you?
But yet you just thought of a reason right there if you were running from the mob.
How dare you, Donna Adam Sugars?
Now, can I just say something, Adam?
Yes.
Arkansas is a shithole. Why don't you move?
Arkansas is not a shithole. I mean, for gay people, maybe it is not the the location of choice.
How about just, no, it doesn't even matter for gay people. Yes, you are correct. That is a correct statement. For gay people, is not the place of choice. But even so, let's say Columbia, South Carolina was not the place of choice for gay people either, but it didn't cost $700 to fly anywhere out of there.
What?
It's like you are in the middle of fucking nowhere. You can't get out of anywhere. Let me just say, New Haven, Connecticut is not exactly the greatest place in the world, but 2 hours in one direction, I'm in Boston. 2 hours in another direction, I'm in New York City. And, you know, like an hour and a half up, and I'm in Canada. So, you know, it's like, I got all the greatest.
Well,
I got
there
the
are, okay.
Maybe it's further than an hour and a half. An hour and a half up, I'm at Ben and Jerry's in Vermont. But, you know, a little bit further than that, I'm you know, visiting Turnip Head.
I'm not going to go on some, you know, travel show touting the, you know, benefit. But I will say that the part of the state that I live in is actually very nice. I mean, there are loads of things to do, especially if you like nature.
Yes.
It's very beautiful. It's mountainous. So if you like hiking and all that kind of stuff, it's great.
Yes.
And we also have culture kind of stuff. I mean, we have a big performance hall, of course, built by Walmart, but we get Broadway musicals in here, and we have everything that you would have everywhere else.
Hey,
I mean,
hey, you know what? You know what? You know what? We get Broadway musicals too, because New York City is right there.
But I'm saying,
that's where the fucking Broadway shows are.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is people think of Arkansas and they think that we're all drinking moonshine and going to our outdoor toilets, but that's not the case. We have everything here.
No, you don't. You don't have a fucking airport. That's your problem.
I have an airport.
An airport that costs $6,000 to fly anywhere. How much did it cost you to fly to Vegas?
I think it was like $400
round trip.
Yeah, $450 somewhere around there. There is a cheap airline that flies into Vegas for like $200, but mm-hmm. they only have one flight each way per week.
Right.
So, and those are not the convenient days for me. So I couldn't use them. That's the one that I used last year and then ended up buying a second plane ticket because I wanted to stay longer.
Right.
So
how long are you staying this year? Anyway.
I am there from, I'm arriving Wednesday evening.
Yes.
And I'm leaving Monday afternoon.
Okay. So the same as me.
Yeah.
I'm arriving Wednesday.
Well, I didn't know when you were going, but yes, if that's when you're going.
I don't know when I get there Wednesday.
It's like 9 o'clock at night for me because I had to work. I have to work on Wednesday and then fly out after work. So
I just got an email. Join the best XXX sex dating site online. How did that make it past the... It's like, how does that make it past the spam filter? Let's see. Where's my itinerary?
Are we going to finish Donna's call ever?
Yeah, we are, but I just wanted to... I'm old, Adam, and if I don't do this right now, then I will forget, and then I won't be able to do it. We arrive at 7:48 p.m. Wednesday evening. So we'll be arriving at 7:48.
Yay! Well, you'll be there before me, but we don't have a meeting until the next morning, so.
And then I fly out Monday.
Yeah, I fly out Monday afternoon, early afternoon-ish, but I'm thinking of seeing if I can change that to Monday evening so I could do something on Monday. Because I don't work until Tuesday, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, ours sucks. I'm going to have to figure out a way to change our flight, see if we can get on a standby or something. Because I actually, wait, is this mine?
I don't know.
Maybe this is Lurie Dean's.
Are you looking at other attendees' itineraries?
Maybe this is Lurie Dean's.
Do you have a master
itinerary.
List of all the flights or something? I don't know.
No, Lurie Dean forwarded us his because it's like got all these things. Now I'm completely, all right, I'm going to figure this out here. Because I thought that I like didn't do that. So I got, back to Donna Sugar's phone calls.
The thought of this huge American art museum.
Yes.
Being funded by the Waltons or whatever the hell they're called. The Walmart people.
Yes.
Do they actually think that their shoppers are going to go to that museum? Do you honestly think that those dumbass weird people you see on those websites for Walmart people are going to go to a museum?
Yes.
I mean, unless it's like that museum where they have that painting of the dogs playing poker, John. Or that art where you take aluminum cans and you cut them up into, what is it, decoupage? What's that called?
Decoupage.
I honestly can't see a single reason. Okay. Well, kisses. Bye.
My eyes are rolling so far back up into my head.
Uh-huh.
There is no... Okay, this is another thing that offends me. There is nothing wrong with shopping at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are websites where they have pictures of people, but there are also CEOs of companies and other people who you might consider to be normal,
mm-hmm.
out there in the LA or wherever you live, Miss Sugars, that shop at Walmart. I mean, there's nothing.
It's not because of the people that shop there. See, that most people's objection to shopping at Walmart is the fact that they basically are putting mom and pop businesses out of work. I mean, they're like, they come into an area, they set up shop, and they put out local businesses out of business.
Well, what about Target and Kmart and malls?
They don't do it in the same way. It's not the aggressive thing. And the other way is the other thing that people have against Walmart is just the way that they treat their employees.
Well, they treat me well.
But you're a corporate employee. I'm talking about their store employees, the lowest of the low, those people that they employ there. And you've heard the stories, right? While they lock them in at night, they take out life insurance policies on them. They basically like they treat them like
they cattle. Lock them in at night.
Yes, have you Google that shit? They would have the overnight crew come in there, and they would literally lock them in the store.
Right. That is not a true story.
Right. I just made that up.
Anyway, no, I mean, the story's out there, but that is not a place.
It's on the internet. It must be true. Anyway, so let's just, that was our context. Thank you so much, everyone, for writing in and calling into us. We really do appreciate it. And yeah. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. All right. Now, I did this on purpose.
You did what on purpose?
I saved talking about Pride 48 until the end of the show because, you know, we're getting so close to Pride 48 that basically everything we talk about is Pride 48. But I did want to, take the time to say that Pride 48 is coming up September 14th through the 16th in Las Vegas. If you have not made your plans to attend, then by all means, please do. Our show, our little program, Dubious Intent Plus, is going to be on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, it is. Followed by many other Gay Country West, I believe.
I'm trying to bring it up here. Let's see. I gotta find the schedule. Oh wait, no, because you know what? Fatty does the schedule for Vegas, and Arthur does the schedule for out of Vegas, and then it like takes an act of Congress to get them to combine them onto one thing. And so I did that on my own, and then they sent out a combined one, which I can't find. But I'm going to go back to mine because I know where that one is. So yes, we're on 8 o'clock on Saturday night, Dubious Intent, 8 o'clock. So if you're not going to be in Vegas and you would like to hear us, that is 8. That's actually 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. So make sure that you listen to pride48.com. We will be streaming live from Vegas. If you're in Vegas, please come and join us in the big show, in the little show there that we're going to be doing. We're the first show of the evening block, so you can arrive early if you'd like. I'm just saying. There you go. And then right after us will be Wes, the gay country boy. That is spelled C-U-N-T. And then the Poke It With a Stick crowd will be there. And then Sauced, the awesome gaming podcast, will be after that. And it will be ended, the block of Vegas for that evening. And actually, for the entire evening, everything will be ended that evening by Donna Sugars and the Big Silly Homo. And I will tell you this, the Sauced crew is staying, and they're going to be on Donna's show with her. And we may not stop. We may just keep going. We may just keep going all the way until the morning when what some would call lies, when Mike Lawson starts off the next morning at 6 a.m. East Pacific time.
Well, you have been known to do that. Just get drunk and go on for hours.
Mm-hmm. We may. I'm just saying we might. I'm not going to promise that we will, but we will. We'll make sure. Anyway, something will happen. So anyways, it'll be a fun evening. Everything in Vegas is going to be fun, but it'll be a fun evening. Hey, in the chat room earlier, they were talking about the schedule and they wanted to see the schedule. Are we going to post this schedule ever?
Everybody, yeah, my intention is to get that posted along with the class information before the State of the Station tomorrow.
Right.
Hopefully tonight, but definitely before the State of the Station that we do.
Because, it is completely done. And here, I'll just tell you what's going to happen. I was just going to read them off real fast.
Hey, by all means, you can be like Fatty and read the entire list of people who are attending.
Starting at 4 p.m. on Friday night, all the way up until, I have to pick a time. So I'm going to do this all Eastern time. So starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, going all the way up until 3 a.m. Saturday morning, here's the list of people that are going to be going on. The Pink Carpet, The Kickoff Show, Big Fatty Online, Octos and Green Puffs, Reading from Nowhere, Smellcast, Couple Fresh Owls, Satyr Sphere, and Spanking B. Arthur. That is your first, and then we'll go into repeats. And then
I wonder if he wanted to be at the end of the night again, like last time, because he wants to be sexy.
Yeah, he might. And then starting the next morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time, we will start with and going all the way until 3 a.m. on Sunday morning. Actually, 4 a.m. on Sunday. Anyway, here's these shows. Little Lossy Battler, Pod is My Co-Pilot, Pending, which I think has been filled. I think it's going to be those people. Don't Quit Your Day Job is going to be there. So Pod is My Co-Pilot, Don't Quit Your Day Job. Flat 29, Ramble Redhead, Mad Bingo, Libraries Open, Live It Up, Foul Monkey, Zillafag, Real Men Wear Pink, That Blue Jeans Guy, This Week in Gay, Shanty No Lemon, Dubious Intent, Plus Google, Gay Country Boy, Poke With a Stick, Sauce, and Big Silly Homo. And then your very last evening, your last day of entertainment starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning Eastern Time, with what some would call lies, followed by the Gay Sunday Brunch, Scream Queens, Angry Pantry, Grits to Glitz, Fade Driver, Musings of a Tech Writer, Pride 48 Trivia, Secretly Timid, Game Night Guys, Feast of Fun, Life on the Shitlist, Pod Cubs, Ding the Bell, and the closing show starring Adam J. Burns.
J. Adam Burns. Are we just, am I Adam J. Burns because it's Daniel J. Brewer and Adam J. Burns? Is that why?
Yes. Mm. Everybody's J. I just always do that.
Let's see. Joey J. Boohecker?
No, it's Joey L. Boohecker because it sounds more alliterative, even though it's not, but it sounds more. Anyway, so there you go. So Pride 48, make sure you check it out. You'll get that thing posted. That God, you should just edit that out. Or you know what? Take that section and speed it up.
Yeah, I was going to actually speed it at least double time.
Treat it like a big fatty online episode when I listen to it. Just make it double time.
Right.
Because that's the
will do. And I'll make sure it's extra shitty sounding like all the other audio.
Yes, make sure that you do that. That would be deeply appreciated. So there you go, Pride 48. And we got some classes that we're going to teach and we'll be posted. So here's the thing. You should listen to State of the Station, which it's not even worth telling you when that's going to be because you will not have this posted before that. So you should have listened to State of the Station to know what's going on. Is there a place online for them to listen to the previous?
Is that a challenge? Or do you do that every week to try to get me to post the show earlier? Is it like, we know the show won't be posted by then?
Yes.
Is it like, are you hoping that that's going to convince me to post it earlier? Or
I don't know. I'm just stating a fact.
Well, okay. So the show is normally posted. First of all, if you go to pride48.com and you click on the subscribe link, you can subscribe to the State of the Station show.
Okay.
And also, the actual audio file is posted currently on the blog.
All right. So if you go to pride48.com, there is a State of the Station RSS feed. Where is that?
The subscribe link over on in the little bar.
Oh, okay.
It says donate,
okay.
So Twitter, subscribe.
Gotcha. So if you subscribe there on that button, then that's the RSS feed. So you can do that in iTunes. You can subscribe. And then if you don't want to use the iTunes subscribe, if you're like Devin and you want to just play them, you can go over to click on the word blog. That takes you to Pride 48 blog and you can download the files right from there.
Yes, right? That's correct. Yeah. I do have to apologize. We had a little bit of the last day to the station took longer than normal to post because I emailed Arthur does that and I emailed him and he missed the email from me. Right. So, gotcha. But we did get that done. And that is where the actual audio file goes is on the blog. Gotcha.
All right. And so what was the other thing that we have here? Q Sledge says he hasn't heard the last two State of the Stations. Well, there, now you can. Now you can hear those. I've gotten the Donna Sugar doll and the Big Fatty doll are coming along quite nicely. I'm waiting for pictures to come from the, they're in hair and makeup right now. Or Donna Sugars is doing their hair and makeup. And what am I trying to say? Not simultaneously. Am I? Yeah, simultaneously to that. In conjunction with that, Larry Q Sledge is working on the artwork for both of the boxes, and I am working on the construction of the boxes, and it's all going to come together. The last one is going to be fabulous. But the thing that I needed to tell Q Sledge was I need the color samples for the Big Fatty box so that I can get the right color poster. So if you want to do that, that'd be awesome. So there you go. I'm done with the Pride 48 thing. So see us there. Make sure you listen to State of the Station. If it's past the time that State of the Station was on, then go back and listen to it on the Pride 48. Wow, we've just covered a lot of shit.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say there's... did you have anything else to cover in the show?
I don't know. No, you should just... Stuff that you should do on State of the Station tomorrow because I need to confirm who's going to be helping us with the tech stuff. And I want to... I'll talk to you about it. Because I just want to make sure that... Yeah, people...
Are we doing a call this week?
We're supposed to do two calls this week because we
are we doing
do
two calls this week?
Yes, I think that we should take care of that right now. We were going to call, let's see, George, Radio George. Is that who we're going to call?
Yeah, I didn't know I didn't know if you had somebody in mind, so I didn't put two. But but you can certainly select the other one. Yes, Radio George is the first one.
Why? What was the other one?
I don't know. You said we were doing two.
I know we're doing two. We are doing two.
And I don't know what the other one is, so I was going to let you choose on the spot.
Oh, you're just going to put me on the spot.
Right.
Let me look at my list here. Look and see what podcasts I listen to. Let's see, we should call. Oh, we've already called them. All right, good. So let's do that. Let's call Radio George and then let's call our rivals. We've never called them, have we? Joey L. Boehecker.
Sorry, I had my mute on. I'm really fascinated by the fact that my Mountain Dew bottle is invisible.
But have we ever called Joey L. Boehecker?
I do not believe that we have called the cocktails and cream puffs. Excellent. No.
Right. All right. So let's do that first. Let's call Radio George. Dialing up Radio George. Excellent. If you'd like to hear that phone call, then go over and listen to Radio George. I'm sure he's going to be very timely with posting it, unlike Vera, who held on to that phone call for like weeks before she played it. Just weeks held on to that.
She played it yet?
Yeah, she did on the Wednesday show.
Oh,
this past week.
I'm behind.
Right. And let's go on now to, well, you can skip Friday's show because it was a bleed because she was on flying to get onto the cruise ship. So here we go. Let's give a call to the Jewy L. Bohunker show. Call. It's the number 13 show if you look for Jewy L. Bohunker on iTunes. Excellent. If you'd like to hear that phone call, you can point your browsing device to cocktailsandcreampies.com, I think it is. Sounds right.
That is exactly it.
That's what I thought, yeah. So you should probably, you know, go over there and listen to that. I'm sure that they would play that. You know, and I was, did you hear their show this last week? And
no, I'm also behind on that one. Although, I will say.
Jewy said something about Dubious Intent Plus, and Matthew goes, who?
Who?
You know what, Matthew? No, maybe you remember us. We were the guys sitting on stage before you last year, like doing a show. And then when we started to go into our closing number, even before we were done with the show, you came running up trying to push us off the fucking stage. Maybe you remember that, Matthew.
It's Matt. And I like Matt. You know, he should know because he talks to me all the time. He should know the show that I do. But they don't listen to podcasts.
Whatever.
Except for Jewy.
Whatever.
So I will say I'm behind on everybody else's show, but I listened to Friday, I listened to 15 episodes of Big Fatty.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
So I'm completely caught up on the Big Fatty Online. Now I have to go catch up on the other ones.
Why would you listen to 15 episodes of Big Fatty?
I wanted to catch up and I had been listening to other stuff for a few weeks.
You could have asked me. I've given you the Cliff Notes version of all 15 shows. You tell me if I'm wrong. Here's what you missed. If you've missed the last 15 episodes of Big Fatty.
No. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty.
That and how much money he saved at the Vons.
Oh, I forgot that. Did you hear this? Did you hear this? That's what you've missed on the last 15 episodes of Big Fatty. There you go. All right, so I'll let you do it this time because I do it all the time.
Oh, well, that's obvious. Well, no, there was one other thing I wanted to. We have a lot of stuff going on at Pride 48 and this year, and there is going to be a schedule in everyone's bags, but I just want to make sure that everyone, you know, we have show, we're going to a dinner on Thursday night, and we have Zoomanity on Sunday night, and we have the classes. So I know it's going to be really confusing. I wanted to run an idea past you, and I thought I would just do it on the show because we like to do things on the show.
Right. Very.
So what I think we should really do is, I was thinking maybe we needed some kind of guide. I was going to talk to Nessa about this to see if, you know, if we could have a guide that would, you know, kind of lead people around, show them where things are, get
like
them from the suite. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like a page, but they need to be cute because this is a gay event. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us like twinks and everything. So what I was thinking, using kind of the terminology from a museum, is maybe we could get a Twinkie docent.
Dubious Intent Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or check us out on our website, dubiousintent.com. Now, you were bitching at me about coming up with stories, and then you had to make that whole big thing happen.
Well, I wanted to make it sound natural. I had to kind of fill it in a little.
Did not fail. Check out buzziesessentials.com if you want to check out the soap, or, you know, come to Vegas and get a free sample of it. That'll be cool. And we'll be figuring out the whole death show thing. Anyway, we'll be back next Sunday afternoon on pride48.com streaming for your pleasure. It's a holiday weekend next weekend.
We won't be back next Sunday.
We won't be back next Sunday. All right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Hey, Daniel and Adam, it's that Peter G. And Phyllis Diller has died. Phyllis Diller is dead. Back to you. Bye.
Hi there. This is Turner Pegg calling from Canada. I hope you can understand my accent. Phyllis Diller has had one too many facelifts and is now smiling at us from someplace happy in the sky. So once again, Phyllis Diller, dead. Play that tattoo for music now. Cheers. Thank you.
Hi, Daniel and Adam. This is Nessa. Calling the celebrity death phone, I just read that Phyllis Diller died, which is sad seeds. I kind of feel like I'm getting a mark against my karma every time I feel the need to pick up the phone when I read that somebody dies, because I'm competitive and I want to win, and I hope I don't hear the blomp blomp music. Anyways, love you guys. See you soon. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys, it's Robert R.C. Cruiser for the celebrity death phone. This one's a little bit sad because I really like this person. It was Phyllis Diller, dead at 95. Bye.
Hey y'all, Phyllis Diller died. That's kind of sad. I mean, she was around when I was a little kid performing. Anyway, this is Moose. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it's Boss Boy. I'm calling to let you know that Phyllis Diller has died. Oh well, have a good one. Bye.
Hi boys, it's the Georgia Glamazon again. We're having an epidemic. Poor old Phyllis Diller is dead at 95. Bye.
Hey, celebrity death phone. It's Gar in Denver. Phyllis Diller, dead as a doorknob.
Hey, guys. This is Rambo Redhead. Just giving you a quick call today. The sad, sad news that Phyllis Diller has passed away. It's very sad. And so I had to call to tell you. It's mandatory now. Every time I hear about anybody, I got a call. So anyway, take care. Daniel, I wish you all the best for you and your family and your father. And I wish him all the best and get better quick soon. Bye. Take care. Bye.
Hello, Daniel and Adam. Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin, calling celebrity guest phone tonight. The comedian and humorist Phyllis Diller dies at 95, L.A. Just wanted to let you know, I know I'm not the first, and most likely I am the last. Funny joke. Alrighty, well, Vegas just around the corner, what I expressed last wages Vegas. Because in Las Wages, you know, in Vegas, you do lose your money in Las Wages, in Las Vegas. So, I will see you, of the Good Humor Penguin, will see all of my lovies and lovey-lon at the Egyptian Pyramid Hotel at the Luxor. So I will see you guys just around the corner, in September for Pride 48. I will see you soon, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Ant. I'm probably sure that, Gotti or Arthur in the other part of the world have probably called in. I am probably late. Phyllis Diller has died. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Timmy, Timothims, Tima. I just wanted to call and say that Jerry Nelson died today. He was the puppeteer and voice actor for the Count from Sesame Street. 78. That's a little sad. Okay, good show.
Bye. Hi, this is Larry, also known as Geese Legend of the Twitters. This is a call for the celebrity deadline. Apparently, Neil Armstrong has died. It's not just one, but 2 feet stepped forward into the grave for space and the final front beer? I don't know. So, unfortunately, Mr. Armstrong has died at age 82. It apparently happened, I just reported. Anyway. So, y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hi, boys. It's the Georgia Glamazon. I'm calling to let you know that Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, is dead at 82. Bye.
Hey, Doobies and Tips, this is Joe in Dallas, just calling with the sad news that Neil Armstrong just died.
Hey, boys, it's that Peter G. Neil Armstrong is dead. Neil Armstrong, dead. It's that Peter G. Bye.
Hi, boys. Neil Armstrong died. The age of 82, first man on the moon, sad news. That's it. Bye.
Hello, Celebrity Death Phone. It's Donna Sugar. It's so sad that in this time of reflection about space and Mars and everything that we have to mourn the loss of Neil Armstrong, darling. Oh, he's moved on, and God knows where he went. Maybe he's up in the stars somewhere, some type of giant universal system. Like that movie with Meryl Streep. You know what I'm talking about, girl. Okay, well, kisses. Oh, so sad. Bye.
His moves, Neil Armstrong died.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the interweb. Fuck you. Nope. Hi, welcome to DF+. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined from the mocking-free state of Arkansas.
No. You have to start over.
You messed up my intro.
I'm in a fine mood now.